Hello. My name is Kaya Lucia Wu, and I am the Programs and Communications Manager at Kundiman, a nonprofit dedicated to nurturing Asian American literature. Last year, we held two edit-a-thons in cooperation with Wikimedia NYC during Asian Pacific American Heritage Month on the topic of Asian American literature. So here's the meetup for a couple of them right up here. The goal for these was to help increase visibility for Asian American writers. And while I'm a writer and my organization serves writers, the lack of visibility for the Asian American, artists really has a notable effect on the community as a whole. I recently attended a conference for nonprofit professionals who are Asian American, and that included all different realms like healthcare, education, technology. And at the end, we had a final project about what we thought was the biggest problem facing Asian Americans, and unbeknownst to each other, every group chose invisibility. So last year, in 2017, Asian Americans were reported to have the highest rate of poverty in New York City, but the public rarely absorbs that information next to what they think of as smart, successful, curve-ruining Asian Americans. And the invisibility of Asian Americans combined with the prevalence of stereotypes and the model minority risk and being in a country that often thinks in a black-white binary, that really, that means that Asian Americans are often reduced to stories that we do not tell about ourselves. So the solution to that, of course, is to try and tell our own stories or find the stories that we have tried to tell, but it can be very hard sometimes to find these stories. How can you find them if you're not in an area that is holding up diverse narratives? I've always wanted to be a writer, but I wasn't assigned a book by a person of color until college. I didn't read a book with a narrator that looked like me until I was 24. And when we looked at the Wikipedia page for Asian American writers, we saw a list that only had about 200 names and only seemed to include East Asian as Asian American. So when we look at this and we think about all of the obstacles to finding Asian American literature that we cannot change, then we knew we had to try and change this one. So we had no idea how to edit Wikipedia. Like, I cannot stress that enough. But luckily, we were connected with Wikimedia NYC, and they were so great about pairing up with us, providing training. So on our first edit-a-thon, we had around 30 people. A lot of them had never edited before, but soon after the short training, everyone found it really easy. Everyone was editing in no time, and we held two of those events, and we added 20,000 words to Wikipedia about Asian American literature, and we also reformatted the main page to be more inclusive of the community as a whole. The edit-a-thons are slightly out of our typical event range. We have a focus on social justice, but we're normally doing writing workshops, poetry readings, but they were one of our most popular and moving events because they made Asian American literature more accessible to those who might not know about our organization or an organization like us, and they only know about Wikipedia. So what really motivated us to figure this one out is what's so amazing about the edit-a-thons, because when are you ever given a platform like the fifth most popular website in the world and allowed to change it? Thank you.